Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
All right, we're talking with Mayor Gina Cunningham, Woodridge Mayor. And Mayor, I know it's an incredibly busy day for you, a couple of days for you, and you've been answering the needs of so many urgent needs in your community. What can you tell us this afternoon?
Well, thank you so much. It's been an amazing day. You know, the devastation that we've seen, especially yesterday, being out and about throughout our community and meeting with our neighbors, and then being out again today, following up with some of them. I'm amazed by the incredible progress and all the helping hands, other communities coming in and helping, and even Commonwealth Edison coming out with extra crews because we had, you know, difficulty navigating our streets because we had trees everywhere and debris. But being out today, this was a world of difference one day. I mean, we're still working on everything, but made a huge difference.
Yeah, of course. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's nice to see that progress being made. I know you're from there, right, Mayor? So this is a community you've lived in, what, your whole life?
Well, at least the majority of my life, yes. Mm-hmm. I moved here when I was a child and with my parents and my brother, and we've enjoyed living in Woodridge for over 50 years.
So as you drove around, it had to be tough to see, but then probably felt pretty good when you saw how many people came out and tried to offer assistance and that it wasn't worse than it was.
You know, it's so true. I felt devastated. And I really felt for all the people impacted, the businesses that were impacted, and it was crushing at first, but what really was so unbelievable and what I know about our community is how caring and kind and generous-spirited Woodridge is and welcoming, and as we were talking to people who had lost large portions of their home, they were thankful for their family being safe, for just everything that they could still keep and what was important to them. And they were smiling and they were uplifting to myself and our village administrator. We just were touched by the outpouring of generosity and spirit by everyone.
You're hearing so many stories like that. It really is. It really is. It warms the heart to see how people are pitching in to help each other out. Shout outs to the police department, the fire department, and all the healthcare workers. They were certainly called to action in a moment's notice and really, you know, to help people out.
Yes, it's so true. I mean, we know what they do, but seeing it all in action and then as today being out, seeing all of it in action at once, it was unbelievable. You can't help but be touched. Neighbors helping neighbors. I was out on one of our roads in Woodridge, which had heavy damage. And we have been asking everybody to put your, you know, tree damage, you know, out in the parkways. And I see a neighbor walking from his house. He just put a tree branch down in his parkway. He walked across the street in front of our car and went to his neighbors, who was dragging a huge branch out of his backyard. And here this man just went up and helped him out. And I was like, you know, this is incredible. We have much to be thankful for.
Oh, you can say that again. I know you've got a lot to tend to, so I appreciate the few minutes you gave us today, Mayor. And our hearts go out to the people who have been impacted by the storm. And thank you for spending a few moments to bring us up to speed on what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too, Mayor. Mayor Gina Cunningham there. Are we going to get to the Red Cross here? Can we go right to it, Pete? Is that okay? Because we want to find out some ways you can still help. And Brian McDaniel is the Executive Director, American Red Cross, Illinois River Valley Division. Hey, Brian, I know we just heard from the mayor there, and she's talking about how people are helping. Are there still needs, and how can people help? Fill us in here.
Anna, thanks very much for the time. And it was really nice to hear Mayor Cunningham. We've had a lot of really good conversations with not only her, but also the chief of police and several other in her administration the last couple of days. And she's right. You know, the community is resilient. They are doing things, but the need is there, and the need will continue. and the Red Cross is going to be there to help alleviate that suffering. We're working on a couple of multiple fronts right now. So we were on the scene at 2 a.m. on Monday. We began to open up a resource center in Naperville in one of the schools there. And then as the daylight came up, we realized the impact. We started having conversations with both Naperville and with Woodridge and decided the right choice and decision was to open up a shelter. We're here at Thomas Jefferson Junior High School in Woodridge, about maybe 2 miles from the major impacted area. And we're running our base of operation from here. Today, we started distribution of emergency supplies. And when I say that, I'm talking about cleanup kits, so Clorox and bleaches and gloves, as well as bags and rakes and things to that regard to help people that may not have those or can't find them. And then we had our feeding teams go out today. We distributed 150 hot meals. This may be, you know, the first hot meal that some people have had in a couple of days, and we're happy to do that. And Anna, we're going to continue to do this for the upcoming days. You know, we're not going to leave when the cameras go away. We're going to be here until the need is taken care of.
Yeah, I know you are, and you're the first to arrive. That's how it goes, having covered situations where there are natural disasters. The Red Cross pulls up and immediately starts helping folks out. If people would like to donate, or are you looking for goods or monetary donations at this time? Help us out here and where you go if you'd like to do that.
Well, you know, I think I would point everybody to the Village of Woodridge and the City of Naperville's websites. They've got a comprehensive list there on what the needs are. From the perspective of the Red Cross, our model is not to take clothing or items or things to that regard. We just don't have places to warehouse them. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
We will point you into the places that will take those things. So if you've got things that you want to do, now, case of water or, you know, things like that, obviously we'll be happy to work with, you know, work on those, because we will take those out into the field and distribute them into the need. So that would be, you know, helpful. Obviously, you can make a, you know, if you're inclined to make a financial donation, redcross.org would be the best, most expedient way to do it. And then I would be kind of remiss, even though it wouldn't necessarily help this immediate location with this immediate disaster, we are in an emergency appeal for type O blood. The summer supply is beginning to dwindle up, so people have emergency traumas, elective surgeries, and things like that. So if you're not in the area but you still want to help, then roll up your sleeve and please give the gift of life. Redcrossblood.org would be the place to set an appointment.
That sounds good. Lots of ways to help, Brian. Lots of needs, too. So we'll check out the websites and give blood if you can. Brian McDaniel, thanks for the time today.
Anna, thank you very much for the invitation. And again, we appreciate all the partnerships, and we're here until it's over.
I know you are. Thank you so much, sir. Brian McDaniel is the executive director at the American Red Cross, Illinois River Valley.